This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
It's 3:30, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I'm Nick Schwert. We're out here live at Free State High School, the site of the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic later tonight, the 9th annual Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. And I've been informed
that our next guest
is the only person to have played in it every single year, which is fitting, given his nickname's Jayhawk. It's Jeff Hawkins joining us on the show. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. You know, just enjoying some of this good summer weather, man. How's everything your way, man?
I'm good, man. I'm glad to talk to you. Always good to have you on. I know you, were you at the camp game yesterday at the Bill Self basketball camp?
I was, yeah, and, I was at the camp game.
How'd the young guys look, man?
They look good, man. They got a good promising future, man. It was good to see, you know, some of the fresh faces. Still haven't memorized all the new guys' names yet. There was a lot of new faces that we saw, but just some notables, man. Malik Newman, you know, I mean, to me, he really stood out. You know, Devontae Graham, you know, he, you know, kind of did what he normally does. It was a little different. It's not seeing Steve there, but – but Malik Newman, I think with the new coming of Malik Newman and, you know, some of these new guys with Billy, they're gonna be a good team, man. And Udoka looked good too, man. I forgot to say about Udoka, man. He looked powerful, so they got a good promise. And I mean, which they do every year, man. They lose something, they always get something the next year. So it's gonna be a fun year.
Yeah, with Udoka, I remember thinking last year at the time, like, it was a big loss for KU to not have him out there. But I think more than anything, with how young he looked, I mean, how young he was and how raw he looked, I think just not having him out there was a bigger loss for him in terms of development. Like, I know it's just a camp game and it's a scrimmage, so it's not an organized game, but as far as his youth and his rawness, does it seem like that's coming along a little bit?
Yeah, it is. And like you said, man, I think it really did hurt, you know, Doug being out. And, you know, obviously with that hand injury, him not being able to get out and get that experience being so young. But, I mean, I think he's a competitive guy, man. You can see he's a mean guy on the court, man. He's a real nice guy off the court. But you can see in that, like, it was just a camp game, but you can see how he was attacking those former players, and he wanted to dunk everything. So you could tell that he's, you know, he's ready to get back on the court and get it moving, man, because he was just starting to kind of find his niche when he got hurt. So it was kind of unfortunate on that. So, but I think he's ready to get it going, man.
I mean, you played with some just the big guys that you played with in 4 years at Kansas is pretty ridiculous. I mean, right? You played with Collison. You played with Simeon. Did you ever play with Drew, or was he gone the year before you got there?
Yeah, Drew was I got to play with Drew. Drew was my redshirt freshman year, so.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
I got to see Drew, yeah.
Well, I don't know how many All-American teams those guys have in between them, but, like, what kinds of developments and steps do you think Doak needs to take over the next year, two, three, to where he could potentially be of that caliber with some of those guys?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, you know, obviously developing a, you know, right, left-hand jump hook, you know, just the simple things. And obviously just from a footwork standpoint, you know, him just really honing in and getting his footwork. You know, like Nick Collison, I think, was one of the best as far as just being able to move and have really good footwork. I mean, you talk about Wayne Simeon and Drew Gooden, and, you know, they're just as well, too. But in each one of those three guys, they had, you know, tremendous footwork. And I think once Udoka really gets a good feel for his body, his footwork, and where he's at, and, you know, develops that strong little jump hook to where he can, you know, either turn over the right shoulder or left shoulder, I think he's going to be a real threat, because once he gets it, you know, once he gets under that basket, if he doesn't have his back to the basket, he's going to try to dunk on you. So, but the good thing about, I mean, one of the deals, you can't dunk every possession, you know, and Coach Self knows that as well, too. So it'll be good for him to, you know, be able to develop some type of, you know, a good post game, establish a good post game with the Jayhawks. But he was starting to develop that, you know, when he got hurt. So it was just unfortunate he got hurt when he did. But, you know, I think he's going to pick up right where he left off. And, you know, he's a kid that I think really wants to get better. And, you know, he's going to, you know, he's going to seek that knowledge from the coaches, and he's going to put it forth with his effort on the court. So it's going to be fun to see, you know, Udoka grow these next couple years.
We're talking to Jeff Hawkins here on Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. You mentioned Malik Newman. Does he remind you of anybody? The first time I saw him, and this is obviously on YouTube, so take that for what you will, but the first time I saw him, he did remind me of a guy you play with in Keith Langford a little bit, just a natural scorer. And now I think he's probably maybe a little bit better of an outside shooter than Keith, and Keith was probably a little bit better at getting into the teeth of the defense and creating and scoring inside. But in terms of a natural scorer, he did remind me a little bit of him. You got to see him up close and personal. Am I way off base with that?
Yeah, no, you're right on. You know, he's Keith and Malik are, you know, two different types of scorers, but, you know, I think they share the same type of mindset when it comes to, you know, being aggressive, putting the ball in the hole, and obviously losing a guy like Frank, you know, who, you know, we knew that he could, you know, we could count in, night out for Frank to come in. I think it's going to be a good role for Malik, kind of coming in here with this aggressiveness on the offensive end, and you know he's a guy that can, you know, catch and shoot, and he can, you know, create off the dribble as well too. So you're starting to see a lot of that with you know, Coach Self's guards being able, you know, just not being able to just catch and shoot, be able to put it on the floor and create your own shot. So I think Malik's going to be really great at that. You know, he's explosive, can get to the rim as well, too. I don't know if he's as explosive as Keith right now, getting up to the rim. But, you know, he's still a guy that can, you know, he can punch it on your head. And he's really crafty with the ball. And obviously his jumper, I think he does shoot the ball a little bit better than Keith. But he's a guy that can stroke it. He's a guy that can really stroke it. And I think, you know, Jayhawk Nation is going to be excited to see Malik get on the court this year. I know he's waiting for it too.
Yeah, I bet after sitting out for the entirety of a season. Take me back to 2002-03. You got your starting backcourt. That would have been your redshirt freshman year. Your starting backcourt would have been Aaron Miles, Keith Langford, Kirk Heinrich. So take that backcourt.
Yeah.
Take it versus the one we saw this past year. With Frank, Devontae, and Josh, game of 3-on-3, who's winning that matchup?
Oh, man. Hey, I mean, that's a tough one, man. I mean, Kirk's, a lot of people always ask me who's, like, one of the toughest players you ever played against, and, like, Kirk always pops out of my head. And you got Keith, Killer, Aaron, you know, Aaron's going to get wherever he wants on the court and set up his teammates. You got Frank, who's, you know, arguably the best player in the world last year as a college player. Josh, I really – oh, man, Devontae, ooh, that's going to be a tough one. I don't know, man, but I'll be honest with you. I mean, I love my guys, man, but I can't doubt Aaron, Keith, and –
there you go.
I can't doubt Aaron, Keith, and Kirk just because I'm from that era. I really like that, man.
I appreciate you. You got to go with your guys.
You got to go with your guys.
I asked the same question to Kenny Gregory yesterday, and he did the same thing. He's like, I'm not going to bet against my teammates, all right?
No, because I know how they went, man. And to be honest, it'll probably end up on a shot like Aaron hit against Missouri when we were at Missouri. He threw up some nasty shot from, like, NBA range, and it looked like a pass, and it went straight in the hole. So, like, that's probably how they would win, though. So, which shows it'll be a good bout, man. It would be a fun game to watch if we could, you know, get those guys in their primes playing against each other.
You said that Kirk always pops in your head as one of the toughest guys to play against. What was it about him that made him so tough?
His motor, man. Like, Kirk had a different motor, man. Like no other. Like, whether it was running sprints, he never got tired. He never got tired, and he was just, you know, he could do it all. He played defense. He could shoot. He could get to the cup. He could send his teammates up. He was just a great all-around teammate, and Kirk was tough to guard, man. He was more athletic than I think people gave him credit for, you know, just because he wasn't always out, you know, doing windmill dunks. But, you know, Kirk could get the ball and just take one dribble and just windmill dunk, just flap. Which he wasn't just dunking, I mean, just crazy dunking on people in the games, but – he was more athletic than I think what people gave him credit for, and his just craftiness, the way he played on defense, like every possession, like it seemed like it meant something. Like, I don't remember Kirk ever taking a possession off, and like that's why, to me, I think he's, you know, one of the best players I ever played against, because he never took a possession off. Like, he was fun to watch.
We're talking to Jeff Hawkins here on RCST, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. B. Haney told me earlier this week, you're the only person who's played in every single Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. Is that right?
I guess so, man. Sheesh, I got to keep it going there. I can't miss it now. I got this pressure on me.
Hey, what is it about this event that keeps you coming back every year, man?
You know, because it's for something that's bigger than basketball. You know, it's, you know, every year, you know, I think they have 5 beneficiaries this year. Last year, I'm not sure how many they had, but you know, each year there's a recipient that, you know, who needs a little bit more attention than we do, and if, you know, if we can help them out by, you know, all coming together and you know, trying to help raise awareness and support for the cause, you know, then I think that's one of the biggest things that brings me back, you know, because it's something bigger than myself. And I think it's the same for a lot of these players. You know, we don't get paid or anything to come to this or anything. You know, it's just because of something bigger than ourselves. And, you know, we've just been blessed to be, you know, to be able to put on a Jayhawk uniform and to kind of somewhat be idolized, you know, by the community and the nation, just by, you know, what we do kind of on the court, and, you know, how we represent ourselves for the university. So it's always good to be able to give back, you know, because there's always, no matter who you are, there's always somebody that's less fortunate than you or in a different situation. So if we can just, you know, kind of pour out our hearts that way and be able to give back, you know, I think a lot of players, they would say they're up for that all the time. So that's what brings me back, man. It's not about basketball or, you know, anything. It's about, you know, giving back and trying to help out a cause that's needed in this time and era in life.
It's very well said, Jeff. Appreciate you coming on. Hey, wait, how many minutes you giving us tomorrow? You're on the blue team. With Bud Stallworth, he doesn't like to rest his players, man. So
I know.
Have you given him a minutes cap?
You know, I saw Bud actually. They had a little get together today, a little luncheon, and I saw Bud as I was coming. He was leaving. I was coming in, and he was asking me how I felt, and I knew what he was doing. He was trying to gauge on how much he was playing me. So, because I was like, he gets me every year. I'm like, Bud, you know, I don't really want to play that much. Now, let some of these other guys. I'm like, my knees hurt. He's like, what? Do you still got it? And I'm always like, at the end of the day, I walk away. Like, when I leave, I'm like, man, you know I got it, Bud. So then he walks away. So he's probably, I don't know what Bud's going to do. But I've been stretching since Monday. So if Bud needs to play me a couple more minutes than what I'm expecting, I'll be fine.
Hey, you're teaming up with Kenny Gregory. And he's got a couple years on you. He said he could give it 6 minutes. I convinced him to bump that number up to 8. So if he's given 8.
I was thinking Kenny could get here. Come on, Kenny, at least 8. Because, I mean,
well,
year,
if he's getting 8, then you got to give 10.
last year my plan was to give, like, 5. And then for some reason we had, like, nobody wanted to play. So I ended up playing, like, I ended up suffering for about a week with my knees, but I ended up playing for more than what I bargained for. So, but like I said, this is for, it's like, I don't care if my knees hurt for a week, 2 weeks. Like I said, it's not about us. It's about those beneficiaries. And, you know, that's what we're going to go out. I'll find the strength somehow, get out there and play no matter how I feel, whether I'm tired or not. So it's for them. And, you know, we want to be able to put on a show for the fans too.
There we go, man. The fans are going to show out coming up here in just a couple of hours. Jeff, I appreciate you hopping on. It's always good to catch up with you, man.
You bet, man. It's always good to be around you, dude. Are you going to be at the game today?
Yeah, I'm here right now, man. I'm broadcast. I'm in the arena, dude.
I'm
going
to
probably get some shots up.
Go.
That's right. I'm going to probably get some shots up here in the next couple of hours. That way, if, you know, Bud, I don't know, something crazy happens and he needs me to come down there and give a couple minutes, I'm going to do it, man. Like you said, it's for the kids.
Hey, well, if I like twist the ankle or turn the knee in warm-ups or something, man, we're going to be looking for you for sure.
I got you, man. I'm ready to go. Just call my number, all right? I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
I got you, man. I got you.
All right, Jeff, we'll see you in a couple hours, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, man. See you in a little bit, man. Thanks for calling.
All righty, see you later. All righty, thank you. That is Jeff Hawkins, the great Jeff Hawkins, playing in his ninth Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. 9 for 9 is Jayhawk. It's a quarter till 4, Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.